here's a story from The World.
A big election tomorrow, but foreign policy continues. The Trump administration is discussing a major weapons deal with the United Arab Emirates. It could involve up to 50 F-35 stealth fighter jets and would total more than $10 billion. The potential deal was made possible by the normalization agreement that the UAE signed with Israel 6 weeks ago. But if the weapons sale goes through, it would be a huge boost in military power for one of Israel's Arab neighbors. And that, of course, is raising questions, as The World's Ariel Osaran reports from Tel Aviv.
Under U.S. law, Congress must consult with the Israelis on Middle East weapon sales, because Washington is committed to maintaining Israel's qualitative military edge. So if the UAE is getting cutting-edge stealth fighters, what's in store for Israel's military from its American friends? Israeli news reports have suggested that new F-22 stealth fighters could be on the table. And in Congress, there are calls for even more sophisticated American weaponry to be offered. Josh Gottheimer is a House Democrat from New Jersey. Here he is speaking during a recent Zoom meeting.
Requiring the Department of Defense to consult with Israel and report to Congress on Israel's capability to deter a full range of threats, including whether transferring bunker buster munitions capable of taking on Iran's underground nuclear infrastructure would advance both countries' security.
The bunker buster munitions he's talking about are among the most advanced non-nuclear weapons in the U.S. military's arsenal. They're also nicknamed the mother of all bombs. Yaakov Amidror is a former Israeli national security advisor. He doubts that these weapons will actually be sold to Israel. It's not that the Israeli military doesn't want them, he says, but it's because its air force doesn't have the type of aircraft, like the U.S. B-2 bomber, to carry such a bomb.
The Americans, as far as I know, have around 20 B-2s. We don't have enough chutzpah to ask the Americans to provide us with B-2s. We have to know the limitations of even a superpower as America.
Amidror has experience negotiating weapons deals with the U.S. He says he's confident that if the Americans are selling F-35s to the UAE, then Washington will come through for Israel. Amidror says he doesn't know exactly what that will look like, but for decades, Israel has enjoyed a unique relationship with the U.S. Israeli defense officials fly to Washington almost every year with a shopping list of their security wants and needs.
We came and said to the Americans, that's what we need. And in many cases, we got it. In some cases, we didn't. Because, you know, it's a dialogue, and the Americans can say, you know, this item we cannot provide you. But what we can do is A, B, and C, which will help you to deal with the problem in another way.
The goal is to ensure that Israel can defend itself by itself without having to rely on American troops. Amidror points out that the U.S. has sold fighter jets to Israel's Arab neighbors in the past, following their peace deals with the Jewish state.
The Middle East and countries want to defend themselves and want to be in a position that they are getting American weapon system. It's happened with the agreement with Egypt, it happened with the agreement with Jordan, and now it's happening with the agreement with the Emirates.
But not everyone shares that confidence. Dan Shapiro served as U.S. ambassador to Israel under President Obama.
President Trump's decision to sell the F-35 aircraft to the UAE, essentially as part of the agreement for its normalization with Israel, potentially does serious damage to Israel's qualitative military edge. That's a standard that the United States is obligated to uphold in policy and in U.S. law.
If the UAE is getting F-35s as part of its normalization deal with Israel, what about other countries in the region? Shapiro asks.
And we could find that this launches a very dangerous arms race in the region, exactly the opposite of the dynamic one would hope that normalization would produce.
Shapiro says Trump's approach to the Middle East has been entirely transactional. That will change if Joe Biden becomes president, he says. Though a Biden administration would also push for Arab countries to establish diplomatic relations with Israel, Shapiro says the former vice president would also pursue some different goals.
He intends to work to sustain the viability of a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians, including reversing a number of very damaging steps that President Trump has made.
Those include cutting off diplomatic relations with the Palestinians and ending all U.S. assistance to the Palestinian Authority. Biden has also said he would try to bring the Iranians back to the negotiating table for nuclear talks. That's an approach Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu does not support. In a phone call with President Trump last month, Netanyahu said, quote, "We appreciate the help for peace from anyone in America, and we appreciate what you have done enormously." For The World, I'm Ariel Osaran in Tel Aviv.
from PRX.